This is the Home Run with Lee Dixon, the Five for the Drive, thanks to Streamline Upholstery, streamup.com.au, Flash in the Pan. Hey, St. Peter, it's time now to check in with Dave Roberts-Thompson from Van Diemen Quality Bulbs, the tulip farm opening up to the public on the 25th. He joins me now for a little bit of a chat, mate. Must be quite excited about this time of year. You've been doing it for quite a while. What's the fuss with tulips on Table Cape?
Yeah. Father's a family. I'm not sort of for 30 years. We've been opening up to the public, and it's been a bit of an institution now. It's just part of what we do, and people really love it.
Makes for a great photo or two, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. So,
why do you think people are so intrigued by tulips? Is it the colour? Is it the unknown?
I reckon it's a bit of both. But it's the colour. You can't fault it. It's a pretty amazing sight, and there's not many times that you can see such vibrant colour on such a mass display anywhere. So it's one of those amazing natural wonders that gets people coming back year after year.
Talking about natural wonders, let's talk about your location. You're on top of an old volcanic plug, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're very fortunate to be on some cracking soil, and that was made from the volcano a long time ago, and it's a pretty. It's a very picturesque site. So. We somehow it ended up in our hands about 100 years ago, a bit over 100 years ago.
So let's talk about the obsession with tulips around the district. I mean, there are fold-out tulip seats in the middle of Wynyard, Boat Harbour and inland, also home to fields full of tulips. What makes the perfect tulip?
Well, we've got a good sort of... this area is great for growing tulips. It's got a really cool, mild climate, which is a really good, perfect for growing tulips. We don't want it too hot in the late spring. Because that makes sure that the tulips will grow for longer.
Today's here to answer your prayers.
yeah, that's right. So for a tulip farmer, we don't mind it being cool. Through a cool spring's good for us. Not good for the family, but good for the tulips. And we've also got really good soils here, and decent rainfall. So it's a good mix for tulips, and it's probably the best place in Australia to grow them. So that's why all the tulips are grown here now.
And there's only a short window, isn't there? So you're going to have daily openings from the 25th. So how long's the window?
Yeah, so it starts at 25th, and then it will basically run until they finish flowering. So I reckon this year, the way it's looking, around the 25th of October, so a month, I would think. Might be something else for that, might not.
Well, I'll be honest, I meant to take a trip up and have a day trip to your premises last year, but the day that I had free, I went to jump in the car, and I thought, I better just check online, and I'd missed it by like a week.
Yeah.
So where do your tulips end up? I mean, you don't just grow them for people to look at. You obviously cut them up and send them off.
No, it's all for the bulbs, so under the ground. And so we're first and foremost bulb growers. And so the bulbs, a lot of them end up in people's gardens these days. So it could be, gardens like a botanical gardens. It could be, someone's big estate. Could be Nan with a spare, 20, 30 bucks to spend on a few things for her garden, So there's that's the main thing. Some get cut for cut flowers, but yeah.
You create this, mandala of colour just for the dirty bag under the dirt.
It's a miracle of nature.
I don't want to do your profession any discredit. You said it, not me.
So we're essentially the main part of our business is growing and multiplying tulip bulbs. But we need to see the flowers, of course. So we need to check that they're all the right colours and they don't have any diseases or anything like that. So it's a really important part of the whole process to see them flower. And it's just great that we can share that with everybody as well. It's become a big part of the calendar around the Wynyard area.
Yep.
And it's not quite the novelty it was. You know, 30 years ago it was a massive novelty for the area. But it's still a wonderful thing to see.
Well, with these travel vouchers being extended, you'll probably see an influx of people from other parts of the state. I'm sorry, I had to get a bit for the promo, mate. Sorry.
No, it's all good.
Hey, really appreciate your time. The Table Cape Tulip Farm opening to the public from the 25th and the colour lasting about a month. You've got the lighthouse, the lookout, Table Cape, absolutely beautiful, from Van Diemen Quality Bulbs. Dave Roberts-Thompson, thank you for your time on the Home Run.
All good. Thanks, Luke.